kind of days that I'm referring to as the day that you get great information and a great opportunity to get as much positivity as possible. Now, this segments are going to be a little slightly different than our people popping positivity, but we have the Mississippi Center of Justice, and oh man, I'm not even going to dare try to do the introduction. I will let these outstanding individuals do their own introduction. So,
well, first of all, thank you for allowing us this space and allowing us into your studio. Really appreciate spending the time with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, let them know who you are.
Well, my name is Ty Pinkins, and I'm from the Mississippi Center for Justice, and this is Consumer Conversations with the Mississippi Center for Justice. Joining me in the studio is Ms. Yamika Jones, and one of the most helpful things we feel like we can do is share information that is beneficial to the broader Mississippi Delta community.
Okay.
And that's what our show, The Consumer Conversations, is all about.
Sounds good. Ms. Jones, are you going to say anything, or you just trying to sit there and you don't want nobody to know you're in the building?
Well,
so.
I want people to know I'm here in the building. I want people to know I'm here. So with this being our first show, I think we should start by introducing ourselves to the listeners.
Okay.
So
You know what,
Yamika, that sounds like a plan to me. Let's do it.
What do y'all do?
You know, as our introduction to listeners, I'll interview you, Yamika, and then you can turn around and interview me. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay. Sounds like fun to me, so I can just sit over here and I ain't really got to say that.
You don't have to say anything.
You know, I can just sit right here. You know.
All right, let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let me introduce you to my co-host, the absolutely amazing, incomparable, making things happen, Miss Yamika Jones. How you doing today, Yamika?
I'm doing great, Ty. Thanks for asking, Ty. How are you?
You know what? I'm good. I'm happy to be here. Happy to have the opportunity to share positive information, helpful information with the community in the Mississippi Delta. So, Yamika, you were born where? Where are you from?
Actually, I was born in Michigan, but okay. I was raised here in the Mississippi Delta.
So you consider yourself a Delta girl?
Delta girl through and through.
Absolutely.
Okay. One of a kind.
One of a kind. Okay. All right. I hear you. So where did you attend school?
I am a proud member of the Gentry High School's class of Bacon 96.
Bacon 96. Okay.
Bacon 96.
Okay. Let me see if I can guess what Bacon stands for.
You'll get two tries.
Two tries. All right, let me see.
Make it quick.
Blessed in a class of 1996. Mm. No, mm-hmm. Blessed in a courtesy class of 1996.
Mm-mm, neither.
Can I get in and I say back in?
Back in. that, you get in and because
let me
get
jump in. Is that y'all back in 96? Is that what it is?
Back,
what
you
is
know,
it?
I can't say what the A stands for, but just know that we are bad.
Oh. You're bad.
Oh, you wouldn't dare want to use the A word.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, I'm going to claim that I was close. How about that?
There it is.
So you're a part of Gentry High School class from 96, and afterward, you attended Delta State University. What did you study?
I studied business administration. I got my bachelor's in business there, and after I finished my first degree, I decided to wait for a little while, and then I decided to go back and further my education. So I got my master's of business administration from Delta State University as
okay.
well.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. An MBA in business administration at the Delta State University. I'm scared of you.
You need to cut that out. Yeah, because we haven't even gotten to your background yet.
Come on now. You got to promise to go easy on me when you get to my background.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay.
I say don't go easy. I say get in there and let people know who you are and what it is you do.
So this is a double team type thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, got to get in on you, bro. You got to go and let people know who you are and what you do.
Okay, all right.
Maria.
So, Yamika, you've been working at the Mississippi Center for Justice since you finished.
Excuse me, sir. What I said was, you need to let people know who you are and what you do,
well,
sir.
We don't get there.
We there.
I did work at Mississippi Center for Justice while I was going to school for my bachelor's.
This is your segment now, but this is my show.
Okay.
All
right.
This is your segment. So let's get to it.
Absolutely right. So I have really enjoyed being involved in the critical work at the center and what the work the center has been doing throughout the Mississippi Delta.
Gotcha. Mm.
So we've been doing a lot of important work in the Delta, and we'll discuss that more later.
Okay.
All right.
So it's my turn to...
Now, okay. So you did say you were going to be...
I'm shaking and up y'all a little. That ain't how to... See, that's not how the Big V show roll. See,
right.
All those sheets, y'all can really slide them to the side and put your information in front of you, because it's not going to go exactly... Let's see what we're going to start here. That's not how it's going to go. Yeah, exactly. That's not how we do this.
Right.
That's
how you roll.
No, we're not rolling that way. So now...
So let's talk about Ty.
Let's talk about that. Ty, who are you, brother, and what is it that you do, sir?
Okay. I am a son of the Mississippi Delta, born not too far from here.
Wonderful.
In Rolling Fork. Okay. Published author, lawyer, and a veteran like you.
Man.
Yeah.
This is kind of... This gentleman is absolutely amazing.
Oh, but that's not all.
Okay. Well, that's not all?
That's not all.
And that's not all.
Yeah. That is not all. Okay. So let's talk about Ty. Where did you attend college?
I attended college at Tougaloo College. Stayed there for a couple of years before joining the military.
Mm-hmm, before joining the military. And then you left college and went to the Army and all of that stuff. And you lived in 20 countries, 4 continents, multiple languages, and all of that stuff. But that's not all.
And that's not all.
And that is not all. You know what?
What?
Because you being a little humble over there.
So I'll tell you what, this is what we'll do. We'll take a break, and then we're going to come back with some more information out about Ty here. He's trying to be all modest.
Yes.
But, and then we're going to get into a lot of great information, all right?
Right.
So you guys keep it locked to number one station for hip-hop and R&B, and then we'll be right back.
So just kind of talk about your time after Tougaloo.
So after Tougaloo, I joined the military. I didn't plan to stay for long. My parents couldn't afford Tougaloo.
Okay.
They didn't have a lot of money. I grew up poor in the Mississippi Delta down in Rolling Fork. So they had to use what resources they had to raise my siblings. So I took off for the military.
I thought it was just rich folks in Rolling Fork.
What? Come on, man.
All that money in Rolling Fork. Oh, my bad. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
No.
That was money in Rolling Fork. Shout out to Rolling Fork. Go ahead.
So I took off to the military for, which was supposed to be 2 years.
Okay.
And it turned into a 21-year career in the military with me retiring about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, man. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. Hey, you didn't think I knew, did you?
Yeah. So back up. So your retirement isn't the only unique thing about you,
here we
Ty.
Go.
So let's talk about who you worked for in D.C.
And wait a minute.
Yeah, I want people to know that coming from Rolling Fork.
From Rolling Fork. Excuse me. Rolling Fork. Falk.
Yeah, take that
for some, yes, you know, for some people that, where is Rolling Fork? That Rolling Fork. You know, so after you retirement, right? And you retired in D.C.?
I retired in Washington, D.C. before I went over to Georgetown law school.
But now, here's something that you didn't share with us. You was one of President Obama's communication aides.
Yes, I did work for President Obama. I was one of his communications aides.
Wait a minute, you from Rolling Fork? How you go from Rolling Fork to the White House?
It ain't where you come from, it's where you're going.
Ah.
So it don't have anything.
So it doesn't matter where you're from.
It don't matter where you're from, it's where you're going.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It doesn't matter where you're from.
Wow.
And you can be from Rolling Fork, Greenville, Hollandale, Yazoo, Indianola.
Yeah.
And that's a message that I like to give to a lot of youth in the Mississippi Delta, that not about how you grew up. You know, your circumstances don't define you.
Nice.
It's good to know that once you finished your military career, you went to law school, and you came right back here to the Delta.
So what?
To work at Mississippi Center for Justice.
Now, so what brought you to the Mississippi Center for Justice? Now, out of all this stuff and 21 years in the military and things of that nature, what made you come back to the Delta?
Born and bred. I'm a son of the Mississippi Delta.
Okay.
Born and raised. And I always knew that after law school, after my military career, I wanted to be a lawyer. So I used GI Bill to go to Georgetown.
Gotcha.
And I went to Georgetown and studied public interest law with the specific intent of coming back to the Mississippi Delta, where I grew up, to help communities like the one that helped me so much when it had so little to give.
Right, and that's a great segue into why we started this show, the Community Conversations, Consumer Conversations, right?
Right, Consumer Conversations.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, is it community conversations?
It's consumer conversations.
Or consumer.
Consumer conversations.
It's for the community.
It's for the community.
It's for the community.
Yeah.
Well, see, so. Y'all gave me all kinds of stuff. See how you got me out of here? Yeah. So y'all got me saying community conversation. It is consumer
it's okay.
conversations.
It's on the same sheet of music.
It's on the...
So... And let me tell you a little bit about the Mississippi Center for Justice.
Look, Miss Jones, that's all I'm going to say is, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh,
you see got the proof. So let me share a little bit about the Mississippi Center for Justice.
Talk to us about the Mississippi Center for Justice.
Initially opened in 2003 with a simple mission, dismantling the policies that keep Mississippi at the bottom of nearly every indicator of human well-being.
Okay.
And the same policies which deny African Americans and lower income Mississippians the opportunity to advance themselves. And over the past nearly 20 years, the center has made progress.
Okay.
It's a homegrown public interest law firm and that centers around advancing racial and economic justice. And this is certainly needed in Mississippi, especially the Delta.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So in what ways has the center worked to advance racial and economic justice for all Mississippians?
Well, some of the areas that the center focuses on is specifically targeted towards people in low-income, underserved communities, which we know are in the Mississippi Delta.
Right.
And the focus includes financial education and financial security, food insecurity, access to affordable housing, health disparities for those individuals living with HIV, Medicaid expansion, and other issues critical to low-income and underserved communities.
Okay.
And some of these campaigns are already taking place via the Mississippi Center for Justice throughout the Mississippi Delta. And we hope that through this show, community members will be better informed regarding what's available to them.
Nice. Now, if they want more information and they want to get information about programs and what's available at the Mississippi Center for Justice, how do they do it? What's the easiest way?
Well, they can visit the website at www.mscenterforjustice.org, or they can call in. They can call 1-844-397-4MCJ. That is 1-844-397-4625 to leave a message with any questions, concerns, or suggestions for...
Run that number back, Ms. Jones. You ran that number back.
So
it was 844-397. I'm great at math. I couldn't keep up with them numbers, Ms. Jones.
Right, it's 1-844-397-4MCJ.
Okay.
And that is 1-844-397-4625.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. There's an email address also, right?
Yes, and they can email us too. mcjradio@mscenterforjustice.org.
All right. That's what's up. Now,
yeah, so.
I tell you what, we'll take a break and come back because I want to get into this book, if you don't mind.
Okay.
This is a request of mine, if y'all.
Okay, it's on you.
Listen, make sure you take all this information out for the Mississippi Center of Justice. We'll be back and then, we will have a little bit more information. I got them held hostage right now, but I'll be letting them go shortly. You guys keep it locked to the beat. Now, we're going to get right back into the Worker Center for Justice information and more. And this is, it's definitely Consumer Conversations with the Mississippi Center for Justice. And then just so you know, we do this every Tuesday.
Mm.
Very, very exciting situation. Now, Miss Jones, where do we leave off at?
Well, basically,
y'all said Charles was about to pull up, wasn't he?
No, Charles is coming next week.
Charles will be
next week. I thought Charles was about to pull up.
We're going to have Charles on next week.
Charles next week.
We're laying the groundwork for Charles.
You're laying the groundwork for Charles. Okay, all right.
Charles Lee is the Director of Consumer Protection Department at Mississippi Center for Justice.
Yep.
He's the campaign leader.
Okay, all right.
We will also be inviting other professionals in and our other colleagues in to discuss issues as it relates to community issues that we have here.
Nice.
And some of those issues include removing barriers to quality and affordable health care, consumer protection, and how community members can deal with financial burdens, housing, immigration, health and public benefits, and so much more that we do at the Mississippi Center for Justice.
Right. Nice. Well, Ms. Jones, what else you got for us?
Well, I just want to remind everybody to, come and listen in every Tuesday at 4:30 with us.
Yep.
As we discuss the center's work.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to
Do I get to talk about the book? Oh, no. I'm sorry. No, go ahead. We're going to let you do that.
I get to talk about the book. Thank you so much again for allowing this us to use this platform to come in and be able to discuss issues that we have in our community. That is so important. And the work that Mississippi Center for Justice does is to help remove those barriers. So we appreciate
you, too, you know, for thinking about me, you know.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We definitely appreciate that.
Right.
But I know you had a request.
I did have a request.
You doing the ad-lib, man. We weren't going to talk about that, but you doing the ad-lib. It's all you, though. It's your show.
It's right. So,
it's your show.
This is all me.
This is all you.
You blame it on me.
You're going to get us in trouble.
I know. But this is my request on my show. The 23 Miles and Running, the book, The American Journey from Chopping Cotton in the Mississippi Delta. I almost shed a tear right there. Man, because cotton ain't no joke.
You need a tissue?
Skip a tissue, please. No. But listen, the journey from Chopping Cotton to Mississippi Delta to sleeping in the White House. Now, if that's not a story of triumph, this is an amazing statement, bro.
It is, but I think that's the story of youth growing up in underserved communities in Mississippi, and particularly in the Mississippi Delta, where people tend to underestimate our youth, but they don't understand or realize that they're diamonds in the rough,
right?
And they can do absolutely anything, and that's part of the reason I wrote that book.
Wow. Well, while we're talking about the book, where can they get this book? Because I got my copy and it's signed.
It's available on Amazon and on www.typinkins.com.
Nice. Now, see, do y'all hear how much information and how many great things are happening at the Mississippi Center for Justice? I'm just very excited, for you guys actually doing a segment. And, man, Consumer Conversations with the Mississippi Center for Justice is going to be very, very, very exciting and informative.
Very much so. You know.
Well, how do they get a hold of you guys if they want to take advantage of some programs? They want to know some things that they can help themselves out, whether it's with health care, housing, or consumer protection, financial security, any of those things. How do they do it?
They can call 844-397-4625.
Okay.
They can leave a message there with the questions, concerns, if they have any issues that they want to discuss. Again, if they have any topic suggestions that they want to talk about or want to know more information about, they can call that number. And again, that number is 1-844-397-4625.
Awesome.
And visit mscenterforjustice.org.
There it is.
There's a lot of information on mscenterforjustice.org.
So, Ty, is there anything else you would like to leave people with before you see Ty trying to slide out? You know that he got all this stuff together.
I would just like to leave your audience with information about Mississippi Center for Justice, and that we are here to provide valuable information to the community, communities across the Mississippi Delta, Greenville, Indianola, Rolling Fork, Hollandale, community information that's beneficial to community members and will help people overcome some of the barriers to success.
Yeah, all right. Leland, all of y'all in the Mississippi Delta. We don't have all the cities.
Mississippi Center for Justice provides services statewide. However, we do have an office
statewide
here in Mississippi Delta in Indianola.
Okay, right.
And our Indianola number is 662-887-6570.
All right.
But we prefer them to call the 844-397-4625.
There it is. So that is the number to call for more information. And, you guys keep listening to the number one station for hip-hop, R&B, and, of course, on the Big B Radio Show, you go get information, too. 97.9 The B.
There we go. That's a-